The Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Lametes Amidalf says that there's a din by Me'anis that he's Shaisa Batzitzai, which means basically that he's forced to marry her. We force him to marry her even if he doesn't want to. That is the din of Lo Selisha that is done by Al-Karcha. And the Achanim have a Chakir in this din of Lo Selisha, this that you're Shaisa Batzitzai, that we force you to marry her even if you don't want to. What is the getter of this din? Is it a getter of a Knas, just like we find that there's a Knas Mammon, we punish you financially, this is also part of the knas. We force you to marry her even if you don't want to, and that's a get of a knas. Or maybe it's not a knas, but it's a mitzvah b'alma. There's a mitzvah l'si elisha, which is mechayiv to do, but it has nothing to do with the din knas. It's not a knas, just a mitzvah. And nafkamina would be whether this would be neg b'zman hazeh. If it's a just stam mitzvah, then pashas would be neg b'zman hazeh. But if it's a get of a knas, then it would not be neg b'zman hazeh because we're not dan din knasus b'zman hazeh, and therefore this mitzvah would not apply b'zman hazeh. Now, Achanim point out that this seems to be a machlekes rishonim. This is based on what Rabbi Chanan writes in Kevet Shurim in Ois Kuf Chaf Zayin, and the Fike Yam in Chelik Beis Simon Mem Beis Ois Beis. The one writer is from the Tur. If you look at the lashon of the Tur in Hilchos Einus Mefatas Simon Kuf Ayin Zayin, he seems to say beferish that it is a knas. His lashon is in the beginning. He says, "says v'kainsin hamaanis shetzarich lisa oisa afilu yichigeres or suma." We knas the ma'anis that he has to marry her, even if she's a chagaris asuma. The ainu rishai lotzia la'olam el ratzon is not allowed to be maitzi unless she wants to. So it's pretty mefurish, but divrei Hatur that it's a knas. He says we knas him to marry her. This is a knas, just like the mammon is a knas. The din that we force him to marry her is also part of the din of the knas, and lefi him l'chayr would not be nagia b'zman hazeh. The chinuch on the other hand says that had he not like that, the chinuch in the end of mitzvah taf kuf nun zayin. He says, "Beferish." He says, "V'le'inyan she'yisa'ana ha'ainis af bezman hazeh he mitzvah lov shenisuin mitzvah hivlei knas." He says, "L'hedya that the mitzvah would be nageya even bezman hazeh because the mitzvah to marry is a mitzvah and it's not a knas." So he b'vayns beferish, it's not a knas, it's a mitzvah, and therefore we'd be nageya bezman hazeh. So we see pretty clearly, it seems to be a machlekes between the tur and the chinuch. What is the get of lo'si li'isha that we force him to marry? Is it a get of a mitzvah, a get of a knas? And the afkin would be, like we said, whether it's nageya bezman hazeh or not.